35. Coffin. Bolshoi Kameni most, big stone bridge, is big indeed, though probably many incarnations on from the bridge that had originally acquired the name. No trouble finding it, and no trouble finding caffeine, either, with the map she'd copied from the attachment on that last email. She'd drawn it on a sheet of president letterhead, folded in quarters. Definitely the place here, though caffeine is coffin. He took a duck in the face, she whispers, as she does a walk-by, checking it out. It looks more like a bar filled with high-backed armchairs than a coffee house, but then she remembers coffee houses in Seattle when she'd started in boardwear, more like that, but without the Goodwill sofas. It's crowded. Yet another of those undercover police cars goes bombing past, blue light flashing, maybe the fifth she's seen, all of them shiny and new and expensive. The duck mantra doesn't seem to be helping tonight. Walk through the fear, she tells herself, something Margot had said a lot when she'd still been going to her codependency group. That doesn't seem to help either. Fuck it. An older, deeper invocation, perhaps. That gets her turned around and headed back through the door. A cozy, crowded room, highlights of copper and polished wood. Where every table is occupied, it seems, except for one, flanked by two enormous, empty, wingback armchairs, and there, quite clearly, is the fish, a large, freestanding sculpture, its scales cut from 1-pound Medaglia d'Oro coffee cans, like the ones Wassily Kandinsky used, but assembled in a way that owes more to Frank Gehry. She's moving too fast to get a read on the crowd here, but is aware of a number of glances as she beelines through and seats herself in one of the wingback chairs. A waiter materializes instantly, young and quite beautiful, white-jacketed, a white cloth folded across his arm. He looks none too happy to see her there. He brusquely says something in Russian that clearly isn't a question. "I'm sorry," she says, "I only speak English. I'm meeting a friend. I'll have coffee, please." As soon as she speaks, there's an instant change in his demeanor, and not, she senses, out of any love of the English language. "Of course. Americano?" Guessing that Italian is the default language of coffee here, and that she's not being queried as to her nationality. "Please,